Gerald, do you think we should get started? I don't think anybody from the town's gonna be here. Rob's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if Dan Holler is available.
Okay. All we really need, we only have a 7-member committee right now, so all we need is 4.
So we have 4. All right, so it is 11:03 a.m. on November 12th. And I'm going to call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for the County of Mono to order. And the first item on the agenda after calling it to order is public comments. I don't see any members of the public here, so we'll move on. Next item up for us is approval of the August 27th, 2020 Treasury Oversight Committee meeting minutes. I've read through them. I don't have any comments, and I don't know if anybody else does. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
I move we approve the minutes as they are.
Okay, I have a motion, first from George. Any need a second?
Second.
Okay, first and the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Seeing that there aren't any no's, so we'll go 4-0 on that, Janelle.
Okay, thank you.
Now.
You might want to do a roll call vote, so when we're good,
I was thinking about that earlier this morning. We'll do that on number 5, okay?
All right.
Janelle, are you ready for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, I broke with protocol there. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, number 4 is the quarterly investment report for the quarter ended September 30th. Gerald, take it away.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen then. Okay, can everybody see my screen?
I see it.
Why don't you put it so that it covers the whole screen?
Okay, so I don't see what you're seeing, so I'm not sure what it's doing.
Yeah, so I don't know. Just push the plus sign until you get there. A little bit more. One more. There you go. That's good enough.
That's good enough?
Yep. No sense looking at it if we can't read it.
Yeah, it was big enough on my screen, so
yeah.
Alrighty. So we'll start with the Treasury was in compliance with the Mono County investment policy as of on September 30th, 2020. Weighted average maturity on that date was 513 days. The portfolio totaled $130,796,149 in the market. That was at cost basis. And then the market value is $133,677,622, or 102.2% of cost. On 9/30, we had an earned interest rate of 1.5321. As you can see, we talked about the correction that late had that late correction on last quarter's, on the prior quarter's apportionment. And you can see that we did put the late correction on this one so we could see what the difference was right here. All right.
And Gerald, we expect that average interest rate to continue declining.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're filling 5-year slots right now. Depends on what it is. Anywhere from 0.5 to about 0.75%. So
less than 1%.
Yeah, we're going to keep dropping. LAIF is, well, we'll get to LAIF in a minute.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions on the investments we have in the portfolio on the next, I think, believe it's 5 pages?
Do we have any of the munis that might have any problem with the debt service because of all of the upheavals that have been going on, the COVID situation, and anyone that may or may not be able to derive the revenues to service their debt?
We haven't identified any that are in our portfolio right now. We will keep an eye on them, and also the corporates we have in our portfolio also. We're working on those also.
They all seem to be pretty high grade, so I was just wondering, because
several of them are GO bonds, which means it has a source of funding. Some of the others, I know we've talked about, Gerald, are revenue bonds, which also means that the debt service is secured by a revenue source.
Yes, that is correct. And I actually, the last 2 pages for this meeting, we're going to look at the default rates for municipal bonds.
Yep. So far, you know, George, I think we're very conservative in our decision making as to what bonds that we purchase out there. And we either require really good credit rating, Moody's or S&P. And I don't remember, Gerald, at which point we make sure that they have surety insurance on them.
If a bond is below double A, if they're in the single A rating, we only buy them if they're insured.
If they're insured, which ensures that we get our money back.
Okay, well, it looks like we're pretty safe then for any defaults or anything going wrong for
the one that we had the biggest concern about was is it GE?
Yeah, I believe that was GE was one that was.
So right after COVID hit, we liquidated that investment. And the ones that we have left, I think, are pretty solid.
Yeah, and we monitor monthly, at least. I monitor corporates probably at least weekly myself. And then we check their credit ratings and see if there's any downgrades or anything, that part of it on a monthly basis.
All right. Thank you. Welcome, Rob. Thought you were on vacation.
Yeah, just for the first part of the week, stacked up about 3 deep on this hour, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
This page is the distribution by asset category. There hasn't been a whole lot of changes except for our cash balances in cash and in LAIF. Mammoth Unified School District sold a $30 million bond, so we had to bring that into the pool. So you can see LAIF definitely jumped for this last quarter. And it's most of their stuff is short term. They're doing repairs and building onto their schools. So most of that $30 million right now is in LAIF. There's a little bit short term, but there's just no short term to put the money into.
Yeah, and Gerald, they gave you a spending plan, right?
Yes, kinda.
Kinda. So, you know, we asked the schools to give us a schedule of their disbursements of the debt proceeds after issuance. And we try to invest the idle cash in terms in investments that'll generate more interest than LAIF has, so that we don't just tie up all of this money sitting in LAIF or in CAMP.
Okay, next page is the maturity distribution as of 9/30/2020. You see we're filling our 5-year slot. We're still filling our 5-year slots. And then we are light on the short end, but that's due to we had some callables in our short end that got called out. And there's just nothing in that area that's paying anything right now. I mean, in this area right here, we're looking at about 0.15 to 1.6%. I mean, that's almost not worth doing the paperwork for.
You know, Gerald, when those investments are called from the flip side of the debtor, that's like a refinance, right?
Yeah, because they're not paying it. They're paying that off, but they're paying it off with another issuance, basically.
Right, so that they can get a lower interest rate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was, and this whole area right in here, the short term, those were callable bonds that were purchased. I purchased anywhere from 3.5 to 5 years ago.
Right.
So.
You and some of that's because we don't have a practice of buying and selling.
Yes.
Right. We hold to maturity.
We don't turn over our portfolio. So basically, on a low downtrend or low flat or downtrending market, we will put more callables in our portfolio to try to get a little extra yield.
Yeah.
And try to hold on to them if the market does come back a little bit. On a steep upward trending market, we switch to a lot more bullets rather than callables, because that way we're getting them and we're holding them. They're not going to be called out on us later when the market turns over.
And so when those investments get called, you know, they're at a higher interest rate than the market, and then we turn around and invest that, but we're investing in investment vehicles that are at a much lower interest rate.
Yes, that's the interest rate risk that comes along with the callable bonds. Alright, so here's our treasury balance, our cash balance as of the last day of the month for the last 14 months. You can see July. Normally July drops, but July this year, because of an extra $30 million, brought it up. Down below is the maturities by the month they mature in. Does anybody have any questions on any of those? Nope. Okay. So this is our.
Hey, Gerald, can you go back one slide? What's the little blue? See, little blue mark on the June.
This
is
one,
that in transit.
Funds in transit. Yeah.
Okay.
Something that matured out on the normally the last day of the month, and we won't get it until the first or second. So it's in transit. It's not actually in our possession at that point in time.
Okay. That would explain why our bank account balance is so low.
This is our quarterly yield comparison. You can see where the two-year treasury has dropped all the way down to 0.14% for the two-year treasury. LAIF is down at about 0.84. They're even lower now. They're running about 0.59 right now. And we expect them to keep dropping. And then the dark blue line is the county. We're sitting at about 153. This is where the five-year portfolio outperforms the shorter portfolios. It is on a downward trending market like this.
And that really has to do with the fact that these things aren't comparable.
Yes, it does. Because we're comparing it to...
Well, I guess we're comparable to the two-year. Because we have a two-year WAM, right? Weighted average.
Yes, that is kind of true.
Yeah. But our risk appetite's a lot different than a two-year treasury.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
All right, and then here's the investment pool participants as of 9:30. The pool participants, they have not changed in the last 3 months. It's the same as it was prior. There's very few that aren't in our pool, in the pool right now. So. Yeah, and I think that is it. Does anybody have any questions on the investment report?
All right, hearing no questions or comments, we'll move on to number 5. This does require action by the committee. It's a review of the investment policy. Every year, our last quarterly meeting of the year, of the calendar year, we review the investment policy and make a motion on it. And then the Board of Supervisors is required by law to adopt this policy on a calendar year basis every year. So it'll go to the board either that last meeting in January or the first meeting in February or earlier if we can get it on there. So the draft that you had in your agenda, maybe you're going to bring it on January 5th. That's why you dated it this day.
Yeah.
There's only one change that was made. It's on the last page. Everything else is the same. It's on the temporary constraints at the very end. We used to have a few other banking institutions that we restricted, voluntarily restricted ourselves from buying. Those have now dropped off. I think it was a 3-year or 4-year time period, and the only two that are left now are the Wells Fargo, who got caught in that selling of retail products to consumers, and then we've included Deutsche Bank, but as we told the Board of Supervisors, it's unlikely we would ever purchase any kind of investment vehicle through Deutsche Bank because their capitalization and rating isn't strong enough for us to feel that they're a good safe investment. But still, they're the only ones that are left on here. We saw no reason to add any others. Other than that, everything else is the same as it's been since the last time we approved changes, which I think was when we talked about changing the amount that went into life, and that had to do with the change that Leif made, but also because of these additional proceeds that we're getting from the debt issuance by Mammoth Unified. Are there any questions or comments? No. Okay, Gerald, you can go ahead and stop. Well, you might want to keep sharing your screen because you're
yeah,
you have the next time.
We probably need to vote on this.
Okay. Janelle, you want to do a roll call vote? There's now 5 of us.
We need to make a motion, so I'll make a motion to approve the investment policy as stated in the agenda.
Thank you for helping me do my job. I forgot. Okay, so I have a motion from Bob Gardner. I'd like to ask if there's a second.
Okay.
Who's second?
I'll second.
Second from George. And then any further comment? Hearing none, we'll call for a roll call vote.
Okay, Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Bob Gardner, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with a 5-0 vote.
Excellent job, Janelle. All right, so moving on to item 6, a little information discussion here by Gerald Frank. You want to go ahead and start and tell us what you found on these default rates.
So this goes to your question earlier, George, right?
Right, yeah.
These are the default rates, and what they are is they're the upper chart is the general government bonds versus municipal utility bonds, which would be your revenue bond. Over the past, since 2009-2018, the utility bonds had actually a slightly less default rate in the five-year mark. And we're looking at, we've highlighted double A or single A, that's the lowest we would purchase. And compared to your general government bonds, it's 0.05% default rate versus a 0.06% default rate. Very small, but if you look at the AAAs and the AAs, almost, it's just about zero default rate. The single A is where we want to purchase a single A. We require that it to have insurance before we purchase the single A. So that it's just a little extra security to make sure nothing happens. I took a webinar, and they had these screenshots on there. I thought it would be interesting to show everybody. And then the next page is the default rates of municipals to global corporates. As you can see, the investment grade, so one of the things you have to remember, investment grade goes all the way down to BBB. So BBB is actually in these investment grade numbers. We don't purchase BBB ever. It has to be A rated or above. But you can see, even with global corporates, investor grade is at 0.53%. And if you pulled those triple Bs out of there, the average default rate for investor grade A and above would be 0.438%. Still fairly low, but they do happen. So we try to keep an eye on everything and run and make sure there hasn't been any downgrades or any issues with their cash flow, that type of stuff. Any questions on these two charts? I know it's a misnomer that people think that just because the a geo bond is you can collect via taxes, that they would have a lower default rate, and the default rates on both the utilities, the revenue bonds for utilities, and the GOs are pretty much similar.
So Gerald, what do they define as municipalities? Is that cities?
Municipals? Well, it can be cities. It can be counties.
So it's local government.
Yes, it's all municipals are all local government basically.
And then the general governments, are those all geo bonds?
These here, I would say no. I don't believe they are. I mean, general government refers to anything that's not a revenue bond.
Okay, so it could be a pension obligation bond or I don't know, maybe a COP.
Yes. You can see that their default rates are very low over the last 10 years. So, but still have to keep up on them. You never know.
So and some of the investments we buy when there's 5 years left. So we're buying it off the secondary market. It's not the initial issuance. How does this chart impact that practice of ours?
Well, it would be, so if let's say they were 10-year bonds, let's say.
Uh-huh.
They're down to 5 years. You're still looking at at that point, you're looking at the five-year mark.
So the 0.06 in your five-year column is any bond that has 5 years left?
Less, yeah.
Okay. Just trying to understand it here. But we still, I don't think that, this necessarily changes our practice that a bond rated A, we require insurance, right?
Yes, no, that's definitely, we want that. It's too close to bumping down to the B range, and
right.
It wouldn't take a whole lot, so. I like the double A's. They're in the zero. They're right around zero.
0-1.
And then on the single B's without insurance, they just don't. The yield versus risk, the increased yield versus risk is just not worth it.
Well, and safety is a higher priority than earnings.
Yes, definitely.
But true, yeah.
That gets the highest priority.
Yes. That's why we liquidated GE at the beginning of all this, just in case.
And I didn't see on our corporate list any corporations that I feel that's suspect. And we got some pretty blue chip, Apple and Microsoft, Oracle, UPS, Toyota, and some banks.
They are top quality.
Yeah, IBM.
So, and we stay that way.
Yeah, maybe Johnson & Johnson, but Procter & Gamble, anything that's got a retail market. But I think they have enough of a diversified operations that not as concerned.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions or comments on that? Hearing none, the last item on the agenda before we talk about the next date. Any questions or recommendations? All right. So Janelle or Gerald, when is our next meeting? Would be in February, right?
Yes. So so we'd like to schedule all four of them again, like we did last time, so everybody has them on their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the second Thursday of each quarter's month of each month that we have the quarterly in seemed to be the best.
Yeah,
it didn't want to come out right. So right now we're looking at February 11th. How does that look for everybody?
I don't know. I just worry about today. Good for me.
That's good for me too.
It's good for me.
Good. And then the next one would be
8/13.
How about May? May 6th. May 13th. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said August for some reason. Okay. Good for me. Oh, Gerald, you're on vacation.
Good for me. Oh, am I on vacation?
Yeah.
Ah.
How can we have a meeting without you? You're going to call in from Hawaii?
Let's see. What? 11, 10, 9, 8? Actually, I could. That would be fine.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do. And then August 12th?
12th, that is correct, yep.
Yep, good. And then November, right?
November
11th. Is that a holiday?
Yeah, November 11th would be Veterans Day.
That's what I was thinking. All right, so we might have to move that one, Gerald.
Okay, do you want to...
Let's go to the either the 4th or the 18th.
Let's do the 18th.
Week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, is that okay for everybody?
Yes, for me.
Yep.
Yeah, good for me.
Okay. All right, so meeting's all out of the way. I will adjourn the meeting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the information.
Mm-hmm.